Some kids in Washington state rely on ventilators to stay alive, and nurses could give these kids the care they need in home. Instead, dozens of those kids get stuck in the hospital, some for months at a time. Levi Polkinen is a reporter for the SeattlePI.com. He told me these kids get their health care through Medicaid, and they're stuck in the hospital because the nurses who could potentially care for them aren't being paid enough.
They're highly skilled people who do a job that's in high demand. They can make a lot more money working in the private sector, working for institutions, doing some other kinds of nursing than they would doing this home care nursing at the rate that the state's paying.
One of the people that you talked about in your story that really stood out to me, it was a 3-year-old girl named Kai. She spent the summer in Seattle Children's Hospital, even though at one point she was cleared to go home. What was her story? What happened to Kai?
So Kai is a brain cancer survivor. As part of her treatment for her brain cancer, her brainstem was injured. So she requires a ventilator to live. She got sick in June with a minor bug. She went to Children's to be treated. 2 days later, she was ready to go home. She could have gone home then. Instead, she was there for 3 months because her mom couldn't find nursing care. It was really that simple. They needed at least 16 hours of nursing care to get this girl home, and they couldn't find it. Right now, Kai has about 8 hours a day of professional nursing care, and it's not enough, but it is enough to let her be at home instead of at Children's.
What is life like for Kai and these other kids who have to stay in the hospital for long stretches of time?
Well, it separates them from their family. It, you know, exposes them to additional disease. It puts, you know, these are families that have already been through a lot. I think there's a lot of uncertainty for these families, even the ones who are able to have their children at home right now. Because what happens is if a kid who's, you know, ventilator dependent, who's living at home, gets sick, they go to the hospital, their nurses will break away from the family almost immediately because they're not going to be reimbursed when they don't have a kid to take care of. So it restarts this process of searching for nurses, trying to get your kid out of the hospital, trying to get your child home. Most of these kids, or many of these kids, can expect to one day not be on a ventilator. I mean, this isn't a permanent situation for most of these children. My impression is that a lot of the parents are afraid that they're not preparing their kids for their children for life. They want them to be doing rehabilitation. They want them to be developing relationships with their siblings. And these are things that are very hard to do if you're sitting in a hospital room.
There's been a lawsuit filed against the state over these ventilator kids, as you called them in your story. Who filed the lawsuit and what are they asking for?
So the Northwest Justice Project has sued the state on behalf of 5 children who are in this situation. They're either ventilator-dependent kids who are at home or who are in institutions who should be at home. Their position is that the state has an obligation to provide this nursing care and is failing in that. They want a court order requiring that the state deliver those nurses. They're not prescribing a solution. They're saying that it's the state's job to solve it and that that solution needs to happen soon. 2 of the children involved in the lawsuit are at risk of being returned to the hospital this month in October if additional nursing care is not found.
When you were reporting this story, what surprised you the most about it?
What surprised me the most is that there's really no disagreement about this problem. It's not a situation where there's an ideological difference. It's not a situation where there's money being saved by making the choice that's being made. The state has asked the governor to increase the pay to these nurses, making basically the same argument that the attorney for these children is making, which is these nurses can provide vital care to these children, and there's a pay problem. And that pay problem is creating a wasteful situation where kids are in the hospital when they could be at home.
I have to tell you that I had kind of a difficult time reading your story. I have a 3-year-old daughter, and imagining going through this was difficult. You're a parent of a young child yourself. What was it like to report on this as a parent?
it makes me grateful that I haven't had to go through that. It also, I only met Kai. I haven't met any of the other children involved in this. But when I was lucky enough to see Kai, what I saw is a child who had all the little joys and all of the curiosity about the world that my child has. If Kai was able to express herself, she can't talk because of her ventilator. But if we choose to see these children as full members of our society, which we should, then we can't say that it's okay to institutionalize them when we don't have to. These are kids like any other kids. They're in a bad situation. We're all lucky. Any of us who don't have this situation as parents are lucky. And I mean, honestly, what I was struck by is how amazing Kai and her mom are to go through all of this and make it work. I think it's really something.
Levi Polkinen is a reporter for the SeattlePI.com. A federal lawsuit has been filed against the state. Preliminary arguments are expected to begin October 30th.